I'm one of a team of three. We're all equal on this project. One of those folks is Bill Rabbit. He and I went to Case Western Reserve University together doing our undergrad in engineering. He now works for Nottingham Spurk, the famous design company headquartered locally. They've made the spin brush, vacuum cleaners, all sorts of products that are probably in the homes of your listeners right now, and they might not even know that it was a Nottingham Spurk design. He's got years of experience going from product to mass going from idea to mass manufactured product. He and I linked up, and he advised me to reach out to Port Erie Plastics in Erie, PA, for the injection molded headband. And when I reached out to them, they said, "You know what? We just got the exact same call from a guy at Penn State named Jason Williams." Now, you got to understand the situation. A plastics manufacturer is linking together two of their clients who, under normal situations, would be competitors. It would be unheard of. You wouldn't say, "Oh, Little Tykes, you should talk to Hasbro. They're making a similar toy." That would be just out the window because there's an element of competition. Well, right now, there's an element of fierce cooperation happening, and it's wonderful to be part of this milieu. So the injection mold company introduced this Penn State fellow, Jason Williams, to me and to Bill, and the three of us started working together. We merged all our efforts so that we could move more quickly than any one of us individually could move on our own. This is not a normal business or a way that things happen. We, for example, needed a vendor for this product, and Jason Williams from Penn State happened to be texting his chancellor, who happened to be sitting at dinner with the CEO of an electronics company. And he heard that we were having a problem where we needed a legal entity, a business, to accept the orders from the hospitals and to dispatch them to the manufacturers. And this CEO of this electronics company called Bliley leaned over and said, "Yeah, I'll do it." This company manufactures crystal oscillators like you have in your GPS unit or your cell phone. They don't make face shields until today when they're a face shield vendor. So just briefly, just for the purposes of the COVID-19 response efforts, you're seeing this all across the U.S. where companies that make fuel cells or solar panels or jet engines on rockets are suddenly making other things to try to respond to the efforts. And I think it's just from an innovation point, it's terrific to see how quickly you can move when we're all so motivated to help.